The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Back in April, Nicaragua erupted in protest. Demonstrators called for the ouster of President Daniel Ortega. He's ruled Nicaragua for 24 of the past 40 years, and they say he's made their poor Central American country a corrupt dictatorship. Ortega's security and paramilitary forces responded brutally. Human rights groups say those forces have shot and killed hundreds of unarmed protesters, mostly students, at demonstrations like this one in Managua last May.
I see people shot in the chest, head. I never forget.
Dr. Josmar Briones was a neurosurgeon in Managua when the protests began. I spoke with him over lunch recently at a restaurant here in Doral. Briones says last May, officials in the regime gave an unwritten order to hospitals and clinics. Do not attend to wounded protesters. Hand them over to police. Briones is 40, a short man with a graying beard, but he's outspoken about his professional ethics.
I was angry and disappointed. We are doctors. Our duty is attending patients, no matter political issues, no matter whatever.
Briones and his wife Etling, who is also a doctor, defied the order. Soon came the harassment from Ortega's left-wing regime and supporters of the ruling Sandinista party.
I began to receive phone calls and text messages telling me, you're a terrorist, you're a CIA, don't attend these dogs, let the dogs die.
In July, Briones received a protester at his clinic who'd been held in Managua's now infamous Chipote prison. He says the man had been sexually assaulted with a military rifle. After regime officials found out he'd treated the man, Briones came home one day to find agents had poisoned and killed his family dog.
With a note in his chest saying, "We're watching, Doc." My kids crying, my wife crying with fear, and you feel impotent. And for what reason? I was doing that I think was right.
Briones then discovered he was on the regime's list of wanted terrorists. He and his wife and two young kids boarded the next flight to Miami. They recently moved to another state because they fear Ortega agents are watching them even here. We spoke during one of their visits to Miami as they checked on the status of their asylum application. Thousands of other Nicaraguans in similar straits have come to South Florida since last summer, and many more are expected as it becomes clearer that this crisis and the Ortega regime's crackdown could last much longer than expected, if not indefinitely.
My friends in the community are constantly asking about attorneys for immigration cases.
Francisco Larios is a Nicaraguan-American and an economics professor at Miami-Dade College. He also runs a networking website for Nicaraguan exiles called Ciudadano X, or Citizen X. Larios came to Miami 39 years ago as a teenager after Ortega's first regime, the Sandinista Revolution, briefly jailed him. He thinks Nicaraguan exiles 2.0 have even more urgent reason to escape here.
What is going on right now is worse. This is much more ruthless. The degree of cruelty surpasses anything that we have seen in Nicaragua.
They know that ruthlessness all too well in Pedro Espinosa's house.
They can stay in my house as long as they want because I've been through this in the 80s.
Espinosa left Nicaragua in 1990 for Miami, where he owns a landscaping business in Kendall. His father was a Contra rebel who fought the Sandinistas in the 1980s.
I don't think Ortega is going to go out in the civilized way. We probably might have a civil war again.
Last month, Espinosa heard that Nicaraguan protesters from his rural home province of Chontales needed refuge. He took two of them into his home. One is Alfredo Marena. His brother is Nicaraguan land reform leader and anti-regime protester Medardo Marena. Medardo was thrown in prison in Managua in July without charges. The last time I saw my brother was New Year's Eve, Alfredo says. It was very inhumane, a hot cell with no windows. He told me to leave Nicaragua because he didn't want me in there too. A student protester named Orlando also faced prison after an event last May that Nicaraguans now call the Mother's Day Massacre.
Nos dimos cuenta que estaba un francotirador en la parte.
As we marched, we realized a sniper with a Dragunov rifle was just above us on top of the baseball stadium, says Orlando. He asked us not to use his last name to protect his family in Nicaragua. Orlando says the sniper then shot a fellow protester, Francisco Reyes, in the head.
No sabía cómo ayudarle, pues.
I didn't know how to help him, Orlando recalls. He and another protester put Reyes on a motorcycle and whisked him to a hospital where he died. He was one of at least 16 protesters killed that day. A photo of Orlando holding Reyes landed on social media. A government official recognized him, and Orlando began receiving a typical public threat from the regime.
Plomo al golpista.
Kill the coup monger. Orlando snuck out of Nicaragua to Costa Rica, making his way to Miami. The engineering student is also seeking asylum. But rights groups worry the Trump administration is detaining and deporting Nicaraguan exiles. And Nicaraguan media report many who are sent back are hauled to prison as soon as they arrive there. Manuela Bounza is a director at the Miami office of the Permanent Human Rights Commission, a Nicaraguan NGO.
We are concerned about the judges. Some of the attorneys here who are taking cases of Nicaraguans have told us that judges are not understanding very well what is the real situation in Nicaragua.
President Trump also wants to end temporary protected status, or TPS, for Nicaraguans. Miami politicos like Congresswoman Debbie Mukersell Powell are pushing legislation to extend it. All that matters a lot to Aradia Salgado. She worked for Nicaragua's Supreme Court, but joined the anti-Ortega protests and fled here last year after police moved to arrest her for terrorism. But Salgado had to leave her two young sons with her father. They didn't have visas to enter the U.S. Working as a waitress in Lake Worth, she hopes for asylum so she can bring them here. She's certain if she's deported, she'll go to prison in Nicaragua.
I couldn't even kiss my boys goodbye because I was literally running from the police. But it's better for them that I'm here than behind bars.
There have been some victories for Nicaraguan exiles. Scores of independent journalists have been forced out of Nicaragua, including Wilfredo Miranda of the newsweekly Confidencial. His investigative reports found Ortega security forces had shot and killed arrested protesters execution style. But after arriving in Miami last month, during an interview with WLRN, Miranda got word on his smartphone that his work had won the Rey de España Prize. It's one of the world's most prestigious journalism awards, and for him, it helped exile feel more like a show of strength than a sign of surrender. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.